Begin the current daven. Set the Shabbos of Kuf Chafei. We begin Amud Aleph. Begin Tais the Mask. Begin the words of the Gemara. Mizorkim and Boigayim. If it was thrown from before Shabbos, Shabbos can explain what's the difference between throwing the lid in the barrel to the garbage than it is from throwing the jacket. Because the Gemara said a teaching that if you have the lid of the barrel that the barrel broke, so you're allowed to move it with the broken pieces. The Gemara wrote a raya from a brisa. Now, in the discussion of the Bryce, it also says that if you threw the lid into the garbage, then you're not allowed to move it, because already made a muksa. Nothing more had a question. Wait a second. When you throw your jacket into the garbage at Shabbos, you think you're not going to be able to move it anymore? So Rapapa said that specifically if you throw the lid of the barrel from Erev Shabbos, then becomes also to move, because then you revealed your intention that it's not a vessel anymore. But on Shabbos, you're right, it's not going to be mevatlid from a kleba throwing the garbage. Now, what's bothering Taz is, so why didn't the Gemara still ask? If that's the case, if you throw your jacket in the garbage from Erev Shabbos, you think it's going to be forbidden to be moved? So that's what Taz is. Hashta loy paruch. Here, the Gemara doesn't ask, well, let me ask if that's the case. Zarg l'glimim loy yoy, maybe you got your jacket from before Shabbos. Oh, it's going to be mukta? Aye, it's not. So Taz says, no, because the kivan, since that it's talking about that you threw the broken piece of the barrel, the garbage, from before Shabbos, the lo hayim mukhin mevayim, who is not prepared as a vessel from before Shabbos, here you cannot compare it to the jacket, which, if you throw the jacket from before Shabbos, it's still a jacket. But here, it's only because of utility. And if you're ready before Shabbos, threw it into the garbage, then it's not a month of starting Shabbos, and therefore the Gemara understood that it's not comparable, and that's the case that Rav Papa said would be considered as a muksa. Then next day, the master begins words of the Gemara, Machzel is kubel maichazi. What is the utility of the mat itself? Which just comes to explain that you didn't really need to have this idea that the strands are fit to cover. Because the Gemara said that the strands are not mukta. Why? Because the mat itself is used to cover, and here also the strands also could still function that way. Now, what's bothering cases is, why do you have to say this? What do you mean? Shivri kalim, they're usable even if it's not me'ein malach mirshayna. It'd still be permitted to move. So Tais says, you're right, l'ravka b'milsum afarashachi. It's just for an added gain that the Gemara says this. Because although you don't need it to function its original utility, which is, you know, it doesn't have to be able to cover dirt like the mat itself. Rav Nachman previously said, in the middle of Talib B'chatz, you let it move in the earthen shar in the courtyard, because it could be used to cover a vessel. It doesn't have to function its original utility. And you're right, like Tais saying, it's just l'rav chad milsa, saying it's not only fit to do malach, it's even me'ein malach rishayin, that it's used to cover things, there it's not going to be booked. Tenex says the master begins the words of the Gemara. Rain could call a kalim hanitol machatz. It's like old vessel that can be moved in the courtyard. So I'm just going to explain that it's not really precise by saying the word machatz, because we had a machlekes in Tanoim and the Braisa regarding the broken pieces of an old oven. Rain says, as Tenex the master says, it's like old vessel that can be moved in the courtyard. Rain says it cannot be moved. Now, what's bothering Tenex is, why did Rain say specifically in the courtyard? Why didn't he say in a Carmelis or a Shasarabim? So Tenex says lav davka machatz. No, it's not really precise in the courtyard. L'Rav Nachman u'L'Rava, the shard b'Karmelis v'Shazram, they let you use the earthenware shards, broken pieces, not only the chazir, even the Karmelis v'Shazram. So why did it pick specifically a courtyard? Because that's where it normally is, but you're right, it's not specifically, it would even be according to those other opinions, in the Karmelis or in the v'Shazram. Tenex says the master begins the words of the Gemara, b'sha'isim me'im alachal, when it does from somewhat of a function, but v'ainosim me'im alachton, it does not work in its primary, previous function. Tais can explain that why is the Bryson specifically talking about the broken piece of an old oven, which by his interpretation of this machlekes of Tanaim that we just brought before regarding Shibitan Yashin, he says, okay, so it could still function in some utility, but it doesn't matter, have its prior function of like an oven of baking things. So what's bothering Tais is then Bahadunakatana Yashin, then why do you speak about the broken piece of an old oven if it's not about if it has nothing to do with old versus new? So Tais, yes, it does, because the Shibitan Lachadish, because the broken piece of a new oven that was never heated up yet, ain't Roy Laklum. Actually, the broken piece is not fit for anything, even for some type of other function. It doesn't have any main malacha at all. Therefore, at this pick, specifically, the broken piece of an old oven, which, okay, that's going to at least main malacha, it just will not have main malacha. The next Tais, the master, begins with the Gemara, Beshivri, the Haitanic Mephagi. We're talking about the broken piece of this special oven that we're going to say later on, and coming up, that's what the Machlekes is regarding there. Which Tais has a question, that how could the Brisa say how could they say they're disagreeing about an old oven? Because second interpretation the Gemara brought was a certain type of a case where the oven was heated up, not connected to the ground. That's the machlekes. Do we say that's quote unquote considered a tanner or not? Regarding the laws of Tumah, so regarding the laws of Shabbos, if it's a tanner, so then it could be used for things, so it's mukhan. If not, then it can be considered as muktzah. Now, Taisa says, But Lafi Terezeh, according to this answer that Rav is saying, that they're disagreeing regarding this oven that's on top of the pit, so then Tema Hadanakatani Yashin. It's actually a wonder why would the Brisa say we're talking about an old oven? To the contrary, the Behesik Rishon Pli, the way we explained the Gemara, the Homachlekes is the first time that you're heating it up. That is because we said if it had to heat up once before, everyone would agree that it would be considered as a kli. Here it's the first time heating it up. Where that's the Shaila, that's the question if it's considered kli or not. So Tez doesn't have the answer to that question. Why? So then why are we speaking about the piece of an old oven? To the contrary, if anything, it'd be more new than old. So next says the Matzah begins the words of the Gemara. Come on, who's this like? Kabbalah ben Yaakov, which Tez explains that why didn't we explain this halacha like Rabbi Yasi? Because the Gemara brought that who is this that we pick up the covers of the ovens without a handle these days? Like Tez the Maskel says, Kabbalah ben Yaakov, that the Brice had previously brought, that he holds that one of the halachas he said was you can pick up the cover of the oven even though there's no handle. Says Tesis, the truth is, Hua didn't have a Muslim name, and the Gemara could have also said Kerab Yasi. The Sharla Kaman that the Gemara brings later on, that he permits, Lo Talta Kizikam, Shalem Besachiza, Bekli de Chabrin of Ara. Even by a vessel that's attached to the ground, he says you're allowed to pick up the cover of the vessels, even without a handle. But, El Mishun, the Mishnah's Rabbi Lezmin Yaakov Kabanukah, just because Rabbi Lezmin Yaakov, his teachings are short, are very few, and they're clean, and the Allah is like him, therefore the Gemara preferred to say it like Rabbi Lezmin Yaakov, because the Allah is like him, than to say, even though Kerab also said, like that of Rabbi Yasi.